You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are visiting with Manny Rodriguez, the executive director of La Fuente Hollywood Treatment Center, a treatment center for men and women in the heart of Hollywood, California, that offers an integrated approach to overcoming drug and alcohol addiction through clinical therapy, 12-step involvement, nutrition, fitness, and community support. Manny, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. Thanks for coming out today. So first of all, for the benefit of our listeners, if you would give us an overview about La Fuente Hollywood Treatment Center.
Sure. La Fuente Hollywood Treatment Center is dedicated to helping heal individuals suffering from the disease of alcoholism and addiction, as well as their families. La Fuente is a 90-day program, which is divided in three 30-day segments. And the first segment of that is a residential level of care, which is 24/7 care. And, it's pretty intense, but we're really getting in there to get the person physically healthy again and just resolve some of the most pressing issues, which are, getting in between whatever is their drug of choice and the individual, as well as intertwining the family and the treatment a little bit later in those first 30 days. And the second 30 days is very similar to what we do in the first 30 days, except that it's a step down, and we allow our individuals to have a little bit more freedom. And what that allows for us is to see the progress, see, where are they really strong? Where are the areas that they really need more help in? And then the last 30 days is their days are shorter in terms of treatment, and that's where a lot of encouragement is related to their employment or to their social environments, to their families, is really being looked into. So we do a 90-day, but it's a gradual release of them back into their world, because ultimately what we want to do is help heal the person who comes to us in a way that they can return to whatever life that they had, certainly not the one of using, but the one that was productive, or help build a new one that has long-lasting sobriety and can be, extremely productive to themselves, to the people they love, and to the environment and the communities that they live in.
Tell us, what was the inspiration that had you come to the point of launching La Fuente?
Well, thank you for asking that question. I've been living in the Hollywood area since late of 1992, and I have my own personal story as a recovering individual. And so the recovery community was not foreign to me. But at one point during around 2005, I noticed that there was a real lack of housing for individuals leaving treatment or having had been to treatment many times but just needed a place that was safe and had structure. And so with that, it occurred to me that maybe I should put an effort forth and open what we call here a sober living. And a sober living is just a really highly structured environment where everyone who lives there is sober and is accountable and contributes to the well-being of the community that they're living in. And with that, I started really interacting with families and with other treatment facilities and with social services. And we were very active in the community, and we developed a really great reputation in the community, and we worked really, really hard. About 4 years ago, I saw that there was a void for really accessible treatment that wasn't either on the coast or in the desert, but that was right here in the heart of Hollywood. And again, I didn't understand why we didn't have a treatment facility where people actually lived here could come and stay local and not leave the immediate Hollywood area, because they would go to treatment and then have to come back and develop a whole new community. Why not just stay here and do your treatment here and then build your community as you're in treatment? So that was the idea. But I think more importantly is why we did it as well, was because I really believed in my heart and in my core that we could make a difference. And that is still my belief. And so that was sort of the story. It started out as a sober community transitional housing, and then it transitioned into treatment for individuals struggling as well as their family.
Hard to believe there was a need there right in that area of Hollywood, so you're certainly filling the gap there. In terms of treatment and working with guests or patients, what are some of the features that distinguish La Fuente from other drug and alcohol rehabilitation centers?
Well, thank you for the question. I think the thing that distinguishes La Fuente from other treatment facilities, and I mentioned it a little bit in the last question, and that was the gradual return to their lives. A lot of 90-day programs keep the patient, or we call them clients, sort of really contained without any or much interaction in the real world, and we don't do that. We start to transition our clients after the first 30 days, and then after the second 30 days, we transition them a little bit more. And what that does is, again, and I mentioned this earlier, it gives us a better gauge of how well a person is doing, which really supports the selling point of one of the selling points that we certainly have and many other facilities have or say they have, but we really do, and that is to provide individualized care. The other point is in relation to what we do that's distinguishable is that we're extremely community-driven. Again, what does that mean? We're in an urban environment, so we're not hidden, you know, on a cliff overlooking a beach or in some faraway mountain, which are all very great. That's not what we do. We're urban. We're in a city. We have neighbors on both sides of us. And so what really we're doing is providing treatment in a real-life environment. And again, it's everything is happening in real time, which is very, very different from what other facilities do. And it gives us a more accurate way to measure how well a person is doing, which ultimately supports the reason why we do what we do. And that is because we believe that we can transform and heal lives, not just the lives of our clients, but the lives of their families, not just the lives of their families, but also the communities that they return to. And that for us is really, really important. I think that also just as a facility, being in the neighborhood that we're in, we have an impact on the very street that we live on, as well as the overall community that we live in and that we support and that support us in return.
Today we are joined by Manny Rodriguez, the Executive Director of La Fuente Hollywood Treatment Center, a treatment center for men and women in the heart of Hollywood, California, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Manny, share with us some examples, if you would, of successful patient outcomes and thanks to La Fuente's personalized approach to treatment.
I mean, of course, I won't mention any names, but I think that examples of people that are success stories are people that follow the prescription to the letter. A lot of the times, clients have their own ideas about what they think is best for them. And our job is to work with them on really seeing what has brought them to the point that they're in, which is treatment. But the most successful outcomes are when we can make that contact, that communication, that bond with that individual, and they can really, really see that if they just do exactly what is prescribed, it works. It works. And the other piece to that is the family involvement is crucial, because the more support and the more barriers the client or the individual has, the greater their success at long-term sobriety is. And so if I were to look at what we've been doing for the last several years, I would say about 80% of our clients that do the entire 90-day program and continue to maintain their program of aftercare, and that could be attending 12-step meetings, the food, which is the nutritional piece that we do, the exercise, even continuing to see maybe a counselor individually, they are the successes. And so we have plenty of them. But it really comes down to the person, the individual, following the prescription as it is outlined.
Finally, what are your long-term plans for La Fuente moving forward?
When people ask me that question, it's one of those questions that makes me think, because I'm actually a person who wants to feel like I'm living in the present, because I can tend to project a little bit, I am going to answer your question. And I would say that, my long-term plans for La Fuente are very similar to what my short-term plans are, and that is to practice and provide incredible care. That is the short-term and the long-term plan. The long-term plan would be to have made a difference in the lives of the people that we touch, and to change the community that we live in. And I say those things because I believe those things, and I see those things happening. In terms of expanding or building out, I definitely think about those things. Have another building, open an outpatient. Those are definitely things that I think about. But I really believe that those things happen when they're supposed to happen, and so I don't project on those particular things. Just because I think it's what I'm supposed to do, or it's because other people in the community who do things similar to us are doing. I really like to stay in the here and the now, because that's where the client needs us.
Well, Manny, I just wanted to be the first to congratulate you here and certainly appreciate what you're doing there in the Hollywood community. And also thanks for taking a moment to spend some time with us to share your mission and accomplishments. Where can our listeners connect with you online and also get more information on La Fuente Hollywood?
Thank you. And they can find us online at lafuentehollywood.com, and that's LAFUENTE Hollywood.com.
Well, Manny, thanks so much once again for taking the time to be with us. Continued success there at the La Fuente Hollywood Treatment Center, and look forward to having you come back to be with us to share an update in the future.
Thank you. I look forward to a next conversation with you, and all the best to you as well, Eric. And thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a great day.
And you too, and thank you so much. We've been speaking with Manny Rodriguez, the executive director of La Fuente Hollywood Treatment Center, a treatment center for men and women in the heart of Hollywood, California, that offers an integrated approach to overcoming drug and alcohol addiction through clinical therapy, 12-step involvement, nutrition, fitness, and community support. And once again, the website of reference is LaFuenteHollywood.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.